Do we have Mr. Merriman here?
Yes, he is out waiting.
Do we want to bring him in the studio and make him go next after this guy is
done
on the show?
Yeah, I figured you could bring him in and talk to him, and then when they wrap up, we can tattoo.
All right, go get him. Go get put him on mic three over there. This is Warren Merriman. He is the running for mayor of Bradenton. And, you know, Bradenton pretty much gave the Bradenton Tourism Board pretty much gave the big FU to the Tampa Bay Lightning by supporting the Pittsburgh Penguins and buying advertisement on their towels. Elliot Falcioni is the guy responsible for that, and we offered to get him tattooed, and he backed out of it. Warren, how are you, sir? Can I call you Warren?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're not elected yet, right? I don't have
I'm
to call
not
you like
a candidate for office.
Mister anything. Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Same here.
Now, did you hear the interview with Elliot on the show?
I did.
And what did you think? Like, my wife is still extremely angry. And as a Lightning fan, and I thought this is a guy who just made a mistake. But we offered him an opportunity to go ahead and make up for his mistake, and as you know, he backed out of it. What did you think? Do you think that his excuse was legit?
Well, Mike, everyone makes mistakes. I will give him credit for standing up and admitting his mistake.
Right.
It wasn't very well thought out. But I think he did know that the Lightning was already in the playoffs.
I couldn't figure out how he would not know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that would make more sense for them to do that, to get that tourism group to come down here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in a sense, he is putting Bradenton in such a bad light because they were cheering for the Penguins. They spent $6,000 of the tourism money to support the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, luckily we didn't have to pay $12,000. He got it reduced by half with the relationship, but it could have been up to $12,000. And then they didn't even release the whole 20,000 towels.
Right, right.
You know, so we still wasted money, taxpayers' money,
and of
tourism
course,
money.
And it's tourism money, and it makes us look bad because it makes us look silly to the folks in Pittsburgh because they're seeing it and they're like, ugh, they're not even supporting their own team.
Exactly.
And then how do you think the Lightning folks feel to know that they're spending the money on the opposing team?
Well, Mike, just the sentiment of the 50 or 70 persons in the hallway is I got a lot of cheers for coming in because I want to release the boycott on Bradenton, and I want to ask Drew to release the boycott for mayor. And this is my first tattoo.
Oh, really?
I'm not afraid of needles like Elliot.
Elliot has no future as a leader, I don't think. He was not willing to come in here, and he seems to me like a guy who couldn't make it in Pittsburgh, so they shipped him down here.
Well, you know, Mike, I'll tell you, I'm running against Wayne Poston, the incumbent mayor of Bradenton.
Right.
And he also, when your city is under boycott, he should have been on the radio shows, the newspaper, that immediate moment defending your city.
You're right. Now, here's my thing real quick is that I wanted to jump on the boycott Bradenton bandwagon like everybody else over the weekend, last weekend, but I couldn't because I know the people of Bradenton had nothing to do with this.
Yes.
And I know that the people of Bradenton, which really technically is not our market, once you cross over that bridge, you fall into the Sarasota-Bradenton market radio-wise.
Well, I can fix you here.
Yeah.
Everyone in Bradenton loves your show.
That's the thing, and I'm so proud of that. We have never not done an event that has been a super success once we've crossed that bridge.
Right.
Bradenton,
exactly.
Palmetto,
we
Sarasota, Venice. I mean, for us to be able to take our stupid band and go over there as much as we do and people still keep coming out, I couldn't boycott Bradenton. But I would like to make it look a little bit better if we can. Now, I'm not even opposed to, I know that the Pirates play over there. Our band has played at the Marauder Stadium before. It's not saying you don't support the local business of baseball, but you can't do it at a time where they're facing our own home team.
No.
I am a diehard Yankee fan, but when the Yankees and the Rays played, I'd just probably keep my mouth shut about it. I wouldn't get on the air and root for the Yankees. It's just rude.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you heard about this and you decided you will get this tattoo today. I got to tell you, you are not a tattoo looking guy.
I don't have any. I went through the military, never got a tattoo.
Yep.
15 years in law enforcement, never got a tattoo. But today, I want the boycott released on Bradenton, and I'm going to take the tattoo for Bradenton.
You are much like Jesus. You are dying for the sins of Elliot. You are dying for the boycott Bradenton sins. I think that we start the new hashtag release Bradenton today.
Yeah.
After this, do you want to go next? Do you want to be next? Where are you going to get it?
You know, I hate to go in front of 70 people out there.
No. I think they'll appreciate it because this is not just a tattoo. This is a tattoo a savior tattoo, if you will.
Yeah.
What? Where are you going to get it?
I'm going to get it on my back right shoulder.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have our first political candidate shirtless in our studio.
Guess what? A seat just opened up.
Hop over there. We'll put the microphone over by you. Spanish, can you handle that? This is Warren Merriman. He is a candidate for the mayoral race in Britain. When is the election? Like everything else in November?
Yeah. General election, Mike. November.
And how are you doing in the the poll?
Well, I'm a grassroots campaign.
Right.
Anyone that wants to donate to my campaign, the incumbent's got about $80,000 worth of developer money.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm grassroots, so if anyone wants to go to www.merrimanformayor.com and contribute, please. I appreciate any contribution.
All right, good. Well, looking, this is a guy who contacted us and said, I would like to release the ban on Bradenton. And I am running for mayor, and I think that I will do my part. I'm not afraid of needles, and I'm supporting Tampa Bay and the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he is getting his first tattoo live on this show.
If there's no temporary tattoo like Elliot's. I'll get a temporary.
Yeah, Elliot was like, I'll wear a T-shirt. I'll wear a T-shirt, maybe even a tank top to show my physique. If you are kicking yourself in the ass and you're a news station right now and you're not here to cover this, whether you're in Bradenton, why didn't they send Vargas in here to cover this?
That would have
been fantastic. You can always go to bonetv.com on your computers and pull this feed in. I think it'll be worth it for you to show a potential mayor of your city getting his very first tattoo. Spanish, help him with his shirt. You're useless over there. What's going on? You're just standing there staring while he's struggling.
You know how to take a guy's shirt
off.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Where's my good friend, Fallon Silcox?
She's out at the Amalie Arena today. Yeah, there were several news stations that have been reporting on the tattoos. I don't know. I think this is the real story now. I think you realize you're not going to be president after this. That's never going to happen. This could be you may be mayor of Bradenton, but it'll ruin your campaign.
This may slingshot him.
That's true. That's true. If you are in Bradenton and you're wondering about what cool thing. What kind of cool guy can we have for mayor? This is how it goes, man. This is where you got it. You got to get on Bone TV right now. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to periscope this so you can see it. And this is Mr. Merriman. Oh, look at that. The Merriman for Mayor t-shirts, candidate for Bradenton. He is getting his first tattoo.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.